I move we adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order, 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4. Excused absences, 5 minutes. 5. Minutes approval, 5 minutes. 6. Election of committee secretary, 10 minutes. 7. Treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 8. General manager's report on WBAI's finances, 60 minutes. 9. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 10. New business, 11. Adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And so that's the motion on the floor. Is there any debate on that, any amendments or anything else? Anybody? Okay. Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting that agenda? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay. The next. Who's this? Oh, gosh. Thank you, Otis. Okay, gee whiz. All right. Okay, so the next thing we're going to now is to identify the timekeeper. Who would like to be the timekeeper?
I'll be the timekeeper.
Okay, so Jeffrey Stern wants to be the timekeeper. Is there any objection to Jeffrey Stern being timekeeper? Hearing none, Jeffrey Stern is approved to be timekeeper without opposition, without objection. The next item here is excused absences.
And we have an official roll call. I don't know who you said there were 8.
Okay.
We're
going to do that. We're going to do that. All right. You know what? Why don't we do it right this moment? I'll do it right this moment. We did an informal one. And so now we'll do a totally formal one. And okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Where are you? Okay. This is the formal inside the meeting roll call. So please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
Present.
Martin Flynn.
Present.
Bruce Grief.
Here.
Noel Jameson.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Here. Matt Mazza. Carolyn McIntyre. Allie Murphy.
Presente.
Bertold Reimers.
Here.
Oh, there you are. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Okay, Serene Roberts, that was you there. Okay. James Sagerton. Jeffrey Stern.
Here.
Neil Voss. Michael D.D. White. M.K. Williams.
Present.
Okay, so that's 10. We definitely have a quorum. So the next thing is excused absences this time. And what we have is we have one request for an excused absence. I will make double sure right now. I don't see anything, but I'll make absolutely certain. And okay. We have an excused absence request from Michael D.D. White. Okay, so I move to excuse the absence of Michael D.D. White. That's the motion on the floor. Is there any debate on the motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to excusing the absence of Michael D.D. White? Hearing none, motion is passed without objection. The next item is minutes approval. So, M.K. Williams, you have the floor.
I sent the minutes from January 17th, 2024, I sent it actually first on Sunday, but for some reason it didn't go through, and so I sent it again last night. Sorry for the delay.
Okay.
So I guess move to accept the minutes from 1-17-24.
Approve 1-17-24 minutes. Okay, the motion is to approve the minutes of the January 17th, 2024 Local Finance Committee meeting. Is there any debate on the motion?
Serene.
Yes, go ahead.
So there were a couple of instances where there were references to a CFO saying certain things, and we don't have one. So I don't know whether the minutes are, because I left the meeting early, I don't know whether the minutes are incorrect or if the speaker who's being referenced was incorrect.
Okay. Do you?
Well, I thought that was the title. I forget her name and I forget her title, but she's next, second to Stephanie, and she actually manages the bank accounts now.
Perhaps you're referencing the national business manager.
Oh, but it's the National Business Manager.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Markeisha.
Markeisha
Van Zandt.
Markeisha Van Zandt. I'm sorry, I'm not so alert as all that. All right, so I can go back and double check that and make sure what I was saying is correct. And if it wasn't, I will eliminate it. If it was, I will correct the title and the name.
Okay. Well, okay. Either we pass this now or we don't. Are you wanting to have us postpone this so you can go look it up?
I don't. It'll take me too long. I don't think I can do it right now at the meeting.
Okay.
But we could pass it as amended when I look at it and amend it.
No, we have to do stuff like this at the meeting. So I would say, if you're unfamiliar with what is being talked about, where you're referencing CFO and you meant National Business Manager, or from what you're saying, possibly someone else, I think it's probably best if we'll postpone this, all right? So I'm going to make
all
a motion.
So we'll postpone.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to postpone this to the next meeting. And you'll look that up, and we'll all figure it out. Is there any objection to the motion to postpone approval of the minutes to the next meeting? Hearing none, that motion is passed without objection. The next item is election of committee secretary. All right. So, we are open to nominations. Does anybody want to nominate or self-nominate a secretary? Anyone?
Well, Kay Williams again. I was thinking of not doing it this year, but that was when at one point I was being considered for secretary of the PMB, and I couldn't handle all three jobs. So that is not going to happen. So I will.
Can I nominate Kay?
If no one else is dying to do it, I will continue if you want me to.
Okay, and I'm hearing Jack DePalma nominating M.K. Williams. Okay, are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I'm going to move to close nominations. And I move to close nominations. Is there any objection to closing nominations for secretary? Hearing none. Our nominations are closed. Since there's only one person who wants to run for secretary, I would say that, I guess by acclamation, is there any objection to M.K. Williams being the secretary? Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to say I think we just elected M.K. Williams as secretary. Okay. All right. Congratulations, maybe, M.K. Williams. All right.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, before we start doing the next thrill-packed thing, which is going to be the treasurer's report, we got to go in and do a little bit of the stuff we're required to do. And I have to make a note of it so I can read this stuff. Where is it? Okay. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at three consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. So, is there anyone here who would like to, again, you don't have to give me your name if you don't want to become a member, but is there anyone here who wants to give me their name and say they're attending, they want to start counting towards three meetings in a row to become a member?
Yes.
Okay, I got Daryl.
Yeah.
McPherson. Hold on one second. I can't type that fast. Okay, so I have Daryl McPherson. Who else?
Denise Joyce.
Okay, I have a Joan and a Julie. Joan, I heard Joan first. Joan, what's your name? Joan what?
Yeah,
DiLorenzo. Okay. Joan DiLorenzo.
She's an ex officio member of the board.
Yeah.
Present.
Okay. Who was the third person who was?
Gloria,
Denise.
Eo.
Hello? No, I think I was third, Gloria. My name is Denise
Joyce. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Gloria. My name is Denise Joyce. Do you have that?
Okay. Denise Joyce.
Yes.
And then Gloria Guillo.
G-U-I-L-L-O. Guillo.
Yep. Anybody else?
Everybody.
Okay. What I have is Daryl McPherson, Joan DiLorenzo, Denise Joyce, and Gloria Grillo.
I'm like, look, y'all.
Anybody else?
Tighten up here.
I hear somebody, but I don't know if they're talking to us.
We also had a Beth Serene Kingsley. I don't know if she's still here.
Yes, I'm still on the phone, but I'm not going into the, committee. I am just here to listen, and this is my first time, so I will just go ahead and just listen. I didn't put myself on the financial committee at all. Yes, I thank you for remembering my name, and I will just be listening on. I thank you. Hi, Denise.
All right. Thank you. Yes, that's perfectly acceptable. All right, so there we did that stuff about who wants to become a member and is giving the name. The next item is the treasurer's report. And where do I have that?
Well, before you go to the treasurer's report, I just want to let you know James Sagerton is here.
Okay, James Sagerton. Let me write him in here. Let me call people. Is Matt Mazza here? Carolyn McIntyre here? Is Neil Voss here? Is Michael D.D. White? We excused him already. All right, so I called them, and they're not here. Okay, so now we go to the Treasurer's Report. Okay. Well, the third time was the charm for the WBAI draft FY24 budget. On January 23rd, the National Finance Committee, which we call the NFC, passed it, and they passed it along to the PNB. So we'll see what happens to it at the PNB. At the January 30th, 2024 NFC meeting, the executive director said that Pacifica's total payables amounted to about $1.3 million. The FJC past due interest on the FJC loan was about $440,000. That's past due. And that the economic injury disaster loan, which is just usually called EIDL, was about $104,000 past due in interest. Pacifica now has casualty and liability insurance nationwide, which is not connected to not paying our interest on things, but that was the other announcement she had that night, is that we hadn't had insurance for quite a while, and now Pacifica has casualty and liability insurance. I don't know if this means that the local stations now no longer require people to sign waivers if they're going to set foot in the station. And at the February 6th, 2024 NFC public meeting, we experienced dilatory maneuvers that ate up a lot of the NFC's time. Late in the meeting, it was agreed that the, quote, Pacifica Foundation consolidated monthly income statement for the 12 months ending Saturday, September 30th, 2023, would be released to the public. And, somebody else is talking. Please mute yourself or don't talk while I'm, because we need people to hear each other.
Like very tall.
Whoever it is, please. Yeah, mute. Okay, so that income statement covers all of FY23, and they approved its being released. And the September figures in the original had some WBAI expenses that had needed to be revised, and they were. I posted the revised consolidated financials to the public WBAI LSB mailing list and the WBAI Local Finance Committee mailing list yesterday. The NFC adjourned to an executive session on February 6th, and the report out from that executive session was, quote, the NFC met in executive session to approve past executive session minutes, unquote. The February 13th, 2024 NFC meeting was rancorous at times. Some members repeatedly called the NFC a, quote, lame duck committee, unquote. And I'm still hearing somebody else talking here. Please mute if you can. Anyway, some members repeatedly called the NFC a, quote, lame duck committee, unquote, and opposed attempts to get anything done at that meeting. It took 48 minutes and 5 roll call votes to get through setting the agenda. It's clear that people who are in some way connected to those who tried to hijack Pacifica with 2 bylaws referenda a few years ago, and also with connections to the people who have filed complaints with the Federal Communication in an attempt to deny the renewal of WBAI's license to broadcast, are not going to suddenly change. Some of those people are still in court trying to overturn the rejection of one of their hijacking attempts. We are all going to have to contend with people who are in opposition to WBAI's very existence in some parts of Pacifica governance this year. So things will get interesting in a ancient curse sense of the word. There was an NFC meeting held last night. The meeting itself was controversial. the KPFK treasurer had posted notice of the meeting the night before the February 13th meeting. She told the committee that the PNB chair had asked her to do it. A motion was made at the February 13th NFC meeting to hold a meeting on February 20th. That motion failed by a vote of 4-4, 4 against, and so it failed. Tie votes fail. But the PNB appointed KPFA Director Darlene Pagano as the convener of the NFC for this year, and she went ahead with the meeting, giving out an agenda and saying the meeting was going to happen. I protested this, but the meeting went ahead anyway. So last night was billed as a, quote, procedural meeting, unquote, to set things up. The draft agenda showed a meeting that would last 1 hour, and that's about how long it lasted. We went through the motions of electing a chair pro tem and a secretary pro tem. The executive director report, we had a director report, executive director report, and the executive director reported that she's getting all of the non-disclosure agreements together. She said that she wants to review each budget on a monthly basis so we can project out what expenses and revenues are and make changes. She said that Pacifica has about $1.4 million in total payables. She and Pacifica's general counsel have been negotiating with the Small Business Administration about Pacifica's arrears of about $104,000 in past due interest on the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, which is called EIDL by its initials. And they're working with them. Pacifica Management's working with the Small Business Administration to readjust that interest and to reduce the liens the Small Business Administration has on Pacifica real estate. With regard to the FJC loan, Pacifica is working to have them not charge us an 18% late penalty for not paying the interest on the loan. And the executive director said that FJC was pleased with the plans for sale of the KPFK building. It was noted that WBAI had paid some central services fees by sending in a bequest that the station had gotten. The escrow for the KPFK building has been extended by 2 weeks to March 14th so that the liens can be cleared. I asked about that special bank account, which we've been talking about for months, to receive a $25,000 stock option that WBAI was offered back in November, as far as I know. And the executive director said that they still needed two signatures, but that those signatures will be gotten next week, and the account can be opened then. I do not know if that proposed donation is still being offered this many months after it was originally offered. So we'll see what happens with that. A chair and secretary for the rest of the year are to be elected at the next meeting of the NFC on February 27th, at which meeting the NFC will take up the consideration of the KPFA draft FY24 budget. And, of course, that means the next regular NFC meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday, February 27th, at 8:30 p.m. That meeting will be held by teleconference. That is the treasurer's report. Are there any comments on the treasurer's report or questions or anything like that?
I have questions, Berthold.
Okay, let's take a list. Berthold, anybody else have a question or comment? Nope. Okay, Berthold, go ahead.
I have a question.
Oh, okay. Who's this?
Gloria.
Gloria.
Daryl,
is there anybody else?
Daryl.
Who else?
Daryl.
Daryl.
Can
Daryl,
you, can
anybody
you
else want
me?
To be on this list?
Can you hear me?
Serene Roberts wants to be on?
Yeah, for the third time. Thanks.
Well, anybody else want to be on the list on the stack to ask questions or comments or whatever? Okay,
Denise.
Let's go with what we have right now. Berthold, go ahead.
Denise.
We'll get to another stack in a while. Berthold, you're on.
So, for clarification, the account that you were talking about for the $25,000, the stock option account, right?
Yes.
Okay. So after the correction of the income statement, the WDI's deficit for last year was $233,000 and not $300,000 that they had. Is that correct?
Whoops. I'm not looking at it right now, Bertold. That's probably true. Yeah, that's probably in the ballpark, certainly. Yeah, because it was, I think, adding everything up, it was on the order of $80,000 that was extra on there. Is that about? Yeah. Okay, about $80,000.
Yeah.
So you're saying it went from what?
From about $300,000 to $233,000.
Okay. All right. That sounds about right. Well, okay, so I've sent it out. Did you look at it?
Yeah, I looked at it. I just wanted to confirm that so that anybody who didn't look at it, you know, can know. And then my question is that I went to the NFC or National Committee, Finance Committee or National Committee. It was stated that KPFA had decided not to transition to Bank of America, and then they wanted to keep ownership of their bankings while, you know, everybody else, including us, were the first one to transition. What's the follow-up on that? I mean, can once they decide they're going to do whatever they want?
Well, that's a question, Bertold. Yes, it's rather interesting that we have that happening. What the executive director said is that KPFA is appealing having to go to Bank of America. I don't know how you do that. I mean, do we get to appeal things? This sounds like this sounds irregular to me. I mean, the boss of the company says, well, following the national board's agreement, we're all going to Bank of America for the following reasons, a lot of them being to keep track of things so that the management can see what's going on. And one unit says, we're not going. We're appealing that. Now, I don't understand how that happens. Now, there is, of course, politics involved and politics on a national board involved. So I don't know where that's going to go, because without the politics, it sounds like, are you kidding me? With the politics, who the hell knows what anybody's going to do? It does sound like it's it does sound highly irregular to me. Yeah. So there's that. Anything further, Bertold? Remember, you have a report coming up.
Yeah.
So you don't have to give that here.
Well, the other question is, it is also my understanding that PFW has not transitioned yet to Bank of America, which is odd to me because I did the transition within 7 to 10 days, and even then there was rumbling about what took us so long at the AI.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just saying that for the benefit of this committee. I mean, this is a whole lot of crap. Different people are treated differently, and then I just don't get it.
Does look that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I will say this. WPFW is apparently having some difficulties with coming up with a draft FY24 budget. Their treasurer is working with the executive director to try and come up with something, and also their general manager is resigning. So he's okay. Somebody else is talking to you. Okay, folks, please, if you're not, you know, if you don't have the floor, please mute. Okay, please mute if you don't have the floor. Okay, so. Yeah, so there's that. We have not everybody being treated the same, and it's going to screw things up because Pacifica management really wants to see what the hell the money situation is, and they can't. And if one station may be having difficulties with figuring some things out, and that would be delaying them. Another station just says, you know, we're special, and we don't have to. So I think that's something, but we'll see what the politics does with it, because everything's politics in Pacifica. All right. Bertold, how about
time?
Time? Oh, time has been called. Is anybody – okay, what we've got is this. We've got three more people, maybe four more people who want to talk. So does anybody want to make a motion to extend for
extend 20 minutes?
I move to extend for 10 minutes.
Okay, so we got a couple of things. I heard two things here. I heard Bertold saying 10 and somebody else saying 20.
Yeah, how about adjust the stat, Bertold?
Okay, somebody's chopping something on their telephone. Please stop that, or mute, or whatever. All right, so Jack DePalma, were you the one saying 20?
Yes, sir. Maybe we should just exhaust the stack, or 10 minutes is fine with me.
Okay, so I'm going to have it as 10 minutes, and is there anybody who wants to amend that to more or less? Invariably, when we get to the end of it, somebody's going to want to extend anyway, I'd say. All right. Motion is to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. Is there any objection to doing so? Hearing none. This item is extended by 10 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, I have 1941 right now. Okay, next person is Gloria Guillo.
Hi, everybody. This is my first meeting, so please excuse my question if it's not polite enough. But why are we doing this as a phone call and not a Zoom call, where we can actually look in each other's eyes and share screens if there's some documents? I'm open to anyone answering that question. Thank you very much.
Well, basically, we started once the pandemic hit. We couldn't do it anymore, and the LSB authorized using Maestro, which Pacifica uses in the first place. And so we use it. I personally prefer doing it this way because Zoom compromises privacy and security. Other people will have other viewpoints. That's just my viewpoint. But this is how we're doing it this way here, and that's it. It would require the LSB to decide that we do it other than through Maestro. And there would be a lot of different reasons for things becoming complicated with such a motion. Okay? All right. Anything else?
This is Matt registering.
Thank you.
Okay, Matt, I'll put you down as being here. And right now, Daryl, you have the floor.
Paul, would it be possible for you to, or do you, email the treasurer's reports to individuals on the committee? And could you, in this instance, just email me a copy of it rather than me ask for the figures over again?
The treasurer's report?
Yes.
You mean the one I just delivered orally?
Yes. Is it possible to access that as a hard copy anywhere?
There is no hard copy. It's only digital. There are so many typos.
I apologize. Wrong phraseology. Is it possible to access the treasurer's report from any portal?
Well, first of all, most of it is from the written treasurer's report that was delivered on Valentine's Day to the LSB. So that is posted. And you can go up to my website at glib.com, and it's there. The stuff about last night is new. I mean,
I'm actually interested in the figures, so that's all right. So go to glib.com, and I can get the information there pretty much?
Yeah, the treasurer's reports are all posted, and there's a big link that says treasurer's reports. So you click on that, and you get to a lot of them. Okay.
Daryl,
thank you so much.
This is Kay Williams. I can send it. I can send it. Are you on the WBI LSB Finance Committee Google group, or I can send it to you?
I was. I don't know if I'm on there now.
I can look up.
I can look up your address. I think I've emailed you before and request you do whatever nice thing you're gonna do.
I'll forward it to you.
Thank you so much. Prosper.
Right. Anything else, Daryl?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Next is Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts, you have the floor.
Come back to me, please.
Okay. I heard another person saying they wanted to say something. Who was that?
I have a question if there's nobody else. This is Kay.
I thought I heard somebody else say before they wanted. I'll give them another second or two to say, pipe up. Oh, well. Kay, go ahead.
Okay, when you were talking about the difficulty the ED is having getting together all the draft 24 budgets, you said WPFW is having difficulty, the GM is resigning, and the ED is working with them to come up with a budget. And then you indicated there was another station that just wasn't sharing their budget. What station was that?
Okay, it's not sharing. Okay, you're conflating two things. WPFW is having a problem, you know, doing stuff. But we were also discussing moving to Bank of America, which is where all of the stations, just all of the units in Pacifica are supposed to put their bank accounts. And both KPFA and WPFW are having some problems. WPFW, again, is, you know, having some problems with how to do some things. KPFA is appealing, as they put it, and wanting to not have to bother to do that and to keep things in their own local bank. Okay?
Okay. That's what I wanted to figure out. Thank you.
Okay. I hope that's clear. All right. Serene Roberts. You ready for something?
Yeah, thanks. So I had been in touch with the executive director close to the just after the beginning of February. Turns out the insurance is supposed to take effect by the end of this month, because on January 30th, as you just mentioned, she had said that it would take effect this month. So she sent a report. And I wanted to clarify that, because in early February, she was again saying this month. So I questioned it, and she said it would no. In fact, she meant February. Now that the escrow for KPFK is pushed back another 2 weeks, they need money in order to pay for the insurance. We may actually be looking at mid-March now for insurance, but it certainly is not in effect now. So that's one thing. The other thing is, with regard to the last meeting, I just sent this note out to the list after I had drafted it and got distracted, but never went back to it. The idea of a debit card not being accessible in New York does not make sense to me. Every bank, you know, if there are two names on an account, for example, each person has a different number on their debit card. At least the last four digits would be different. So I don't understand why we can't get a debit card to Berthel in New York to handle things that need to be handled. I mean, I understand they want to make sure they know about every single expenditure, but I understand we can't even get the building cleaned by the guy who comes in to do that because there's no way to pay him. I mean, what is the story with that? Because banks can easily do that. I know people who have an account with their kids, and the kids have their own debit cards. So why can't a major national bank do that?
I can answer that. Should I?
Okay, go ahead, Bertolt.
Personally, it's not a wise decision, I think. They said it's because of control. But as you said, each station can have their own debit card. And it doesn't even have to be controlled by the station. They can be all the debit cards in the hands of Markeisha. So somebody is talking.
If I put it in a jar, will you eat it later?
Can everybody please come to order? Okay. Okay, somebody's got stuff going on in the background and we can't hear Bertolt clearly. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Bertolt.
Yeah. So you can have a debit card for each station, and if you don't trust the GM or whomever it is that's managing the card, you can leave them all in the with Markeisha, and we don't even have to know the cards. But they need to be able to have those cards to use them to do certain things. I mean, for example, Adobe, we use to do editing and stuff like that. They don't accept bank accounts. So I had to figure out a way to have them take money directly from PayPal. PayPal is the only account that I'm currently controlling, and I think I'm going to keep that control because we need some kind of things to process things. I just sent to Arpo and Martin an email from John Amiller. He received a notice that they're going to suspend our Verizon Fios line at 4 Times Square. It's $138 a month. I had all of these things on automatic. I did my best to have them transition to Bank of America. I don't know what happened, but for some reason, you know, when you do bank payment or automatic bank payment for these entities, sometimes they do not work. And so we're in the reverse of it. We're on the verge
Bertolt,
of
hold
being
on a second. Bertolt, hold on one second. Time has been called. Does anybody want to make a motion to extend?
I moved that we extend for 10 minutes. That didn't feel like a 10 minutes.
So you want to extend for 10 minutes. Okay, is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 10 minutes? Hearing none, we're extended for 10 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, I have 1952.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Bertolt, please continue.
So if that account is suspended, we would not have a broadcasting. And a lot of these little problems come from not having a debit card. So, you know, your objection, your question, your questioning this hearing is very welcome. And it was said that it's for control, to control abuse and to have control.
Yeah, but if they say to you, you can't use the card without permission, then you send somebody an email and wait for a response before you use the card. But you need to have the card. If something breaks, everything breaks, you know, and we need a mic now. Someone having the debit card in Houston or in L.A. is not going to help us in Brooklyn. So they can put conditions upon the use of the card, but there needs to be a local card. That's one. Two, now that all the banking is being done in one place, you know, when you pay, let's say you pay your straight membership here, $25, the charge is very different. And you pay your $25 and you offer to pick up the cost, the processing cost, right? Because you can either pay $25 and then the station has to pay the bank charges, or you can cover the bank charges with your donation. So some stations were like 25 and change, others were 26 and change. Very different depending on, you know, which station you were pledging to. Now that it's mostly under the same umbrella, I don't know that the website
has been updated in every case to reflect whatever the Bank of America charges. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand. I don't have a total handle on Bank of America. All I know is that we have a differentiation that we make very clear. When you are donating to WBAI, there's a processing fee. I forgot how much it is. It's a big chunk, like $12 or something like that. That includes all of these things. And but if you are donating $25 to become a member, it's just $25. You can choose to add whatever you want, extra fee for processing fee if you want, but we just go with the $25. So I'm not sure how Bank of America processes all of these things. Because
no,
basically,
that's not my question.
All donations go to Stripe, which is the processing warehouse that processes all credit card donations. So I'm not sure like how that works.
Okay, I made a donation to BAI and I made a donation to KPFK, and I don't have my statement in front of me, but the charges, and this was after the Bank of America conversion, I believe, the charges were different. And if we're now all banking in the same place, I don't see why the charges should be different. Because if we're all using the same clearinghouse for the charges. Anyway, Treasurer, can you raise that with the national finance people?
I can bring that up. One second. Let me make a fast note. Let's see. What,
so may I ask a quick question? So it was.
Bertold, okay. Please hold on a second. So you want me to ask the executive director in the NFC why donations are different stations?
Ask whether the it's been different. I mean, I've made donations around the network except for KPFA, and the charge is always different when I offer to pick up the cost. Now that it's being all banked in the same place, and I don't know what the arrangement is with Stripe, Berthel, but now that it's all being banked in the same place, the charges should be consistent across the network. And maybe they are consistent, but maybe the Allegiance website where these charges are being processed has not been updated to, in every case, reflect the new charge.
Okay. So I will ask Chris to look into this one. May I speak, Paul?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I asked Chris to look into this, but I don't think it's different. Well, we use different processing companies. You know, we use Stripe in New York. In other words, all the credit card donations go into one place, one company that processes the credit card and then sends the money to Bank of America. When the money goes to Bank of America, it's already been processed by Stripe and they're taking all whatever money.
Right. Okay, so my question is, if they used to get, let's say, 1,000 charges from New York and 1,500 charges from D.C. and, you know, 700 from L.A. or whatever the case is, now that all of – why isn't that being unified in terms of the processing?
Well, that's a really good question.
There should be a volume discount is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good question. I do not think we use the same company. Whatever company was used throughout the network, a different station, they used to continue using those. But that would make sense to use the same company, Stripe or whatever it is, that we use to process the credit card. To have it sent to Bank of America. Once the money goes to Bank of America, it's a net amount. There's nothing Bank of America does. It just receives the money that Stripe has already processed and charged whatever fee for whichever credit card, you know. So, yeah. But I would definitely check with Chris to see if anything has changed. I'm pretty sure nothing has changed, but I would just confirm that nothing has changed to Allegiance. The way we receive the payments.
Okay. All right.
I
think there's going to be a question regarding this, Bertold, during your report. Yes.
Denise on the staff.
Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, how are we doing? Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, how are we doing?
Two more minutes, I'm sorry.
Oh, by the way, we started. I made a mistake before. We didn't start at 1952. We started at 1950. So.
I was thinking 1952. Okay.
Whatever. Okay.
You got
I heard. I'm having a hard
minutes.
Time. Two more minutes. Okay.
Denise
Joyce is asking for the floor. Yes. You have the floor.
Thank you. I want to ask a question. Many of the listeners are giving money on a monthly basis with BEI buddies. The listeners need to understand what's happening from a financial standpoint from Pacifica in relationship to WBAI. Anytime we can't get money to burn CDs for premiums, that interferes with the expectation of the listener. Has the financial WBAI financial group submitted a collective statement to Pacifica asking for some kind of clarification as to what the new policies are? And does have you also requested some sort of a statement from Ms. Wells pertaining to the new policies? Because the WBAI buddies and supporters, financial supporters, are in the dark, and that should be the case. I'm just wondering if you guys are coming together as a financial committee for WBAI and sitting down and writing a statement to Pacifica asking specific questions and wanting some response, some clarification. And I think Celine Roberts was speaking about a unified debit dollar amount for any transaction that is submitted to any of our five stations. I think that's what she really meant. So I'm really interested in getting some kind of explanation as to what Pacifica intends to do with WBAI financially when they are really playing with the listeners' monies and not giving us an explanation as to what they intend to do and how we're going to gain access to our funds for our station. So I'm hoping that you'll do a collective written statement to them, and that should be able to encourage them to give us more courtesy than what they're giving us currently.
Okay.
This is a question.
It's a little bit complicated. Let me say, things didn't just start recently. How things work in Pacifica has evolved over time. A big change in the evolution is this Bank of America stuff, which, as you've heard, is mandatory, except when it isn't. And this committee really reports and everything to the local station board, and time has been called. Okay, time has been called. Does anybody want to extend for
Thank
this?
You.
Daryl would like to extend.
Daryl.
Extend to exhaust the stack.
No. How much time do you want to extend by, Daryl?
20 minutes.
I'd like to get on the staff.
20 minutes?
Right, and I'd like to get on the staff.
Okay, so you want to extend the time for this item by 20 minutes. Is there any what was that, Daryl?
Yes, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. So the motion is to extend the time for this item by 20 minutes.
I would object. This is Jack. I would object.
That's a bit much. I think 10 minutes is fine. We have other things. People get to ask other questions.
Our poll adjusted to whatever they require.
Okay. One second. I need to keep track of this. Okay. So the main motion is to extend the time for this item by 20 minutes. There is an amendment to make it 10 minutes. What we do is we'll first vote on the amendment to make it 10 minutes, and then we see what happens next. Okay, is there any objection to amend?
Paul?
Yes, yes.
May I withdraw my the original? Would that make it faster?
It will be much faster if we
original?
Just do this.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Maybe there's no objection to 10 minutes.
Is there any objection to the amendment to make it 10 minutes? Hearing none, the amendment is passed, and now the main motion becomes 10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 10 minutes?
Thank you, Paul.
Hearing none, it's done. And Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 20-05. Okay. Where were we? Okay. I was answering a question. Okay, how this works. We have representation on both the PNB and in the National Finance Committee. Now, this committee, this local finance committee, is supposed to deal with the local station board. We talk to management, we get stuff, and we report to the local station board. The local station board could then ask questions and stuff to the to Pacifica management and ask questions of the Pacifica National Board. The National Finance Committee rather routinely talks to Pacifica management, and half the population of the National Finance Committee is directors who are on the Pacifica National Board. So that's – and, of course, the Pacifica National Board is the top of the governance. So that's sort of the way it works. And these are questions that are certainly out there. And there's been in the NFC, as you would have heard in the past, some number of weeks, a bit of rough back and forth going on. How is that going to work out? I don't know. How are questions going to work out on the NFC? And are we going to get some explanations for why everybody isn't being treated equally, or if everybody's going to be treated equally and people who want to not be treated equally will be told they can't do that? So we're going to see about that in the next weeks, I think. So I think that answers your question. In terms of the structure of the governance, it isn't a simple thing of this committee goes above the LSB, because we're not supposed to do that stuff. Okay? Okay. All right. That was Denise Joyce, and that looks like it exhausts that stack. We have some time left. Does anybody else? What? Do we want a new stack? Let's make a new stack if people want to.
Excuse me. Hello? Hello?
Yes?
It's Denise Joyce again. I just wanted to say I understand what your statements were, but if you're not the individual, if the finance group is not the individuals to bring this forward, then it needs to be brought forward to the LSB, because we really deserve to get explanations. All five stations need to get explanations for their listeners. These are listener-sponsored stations, and the funds are stemming from listeners, and we really need to demand some kind of explanation. They just are not working on an autonomous way, like up in the sky or something. They're answerable to the listeners. So,
I understand.
Thank you so much, Paul. Then we'll bring it to the LSB as well.
Well, I understand the question and all, but the thing is, there's a difference between governance and management. And the management is, I think management is where this needs to go. And so, you know, these are questions that are not being ignored. People are saying, what the hell? And so I think these questions are indeed going to be getting asked at the national level. To some degree, they have already been at the NFC. And we're going to have to find out about this.
These are fair and equitable questions.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So, Mr. Timekeeper, how much do we have left here, I think? We have 7 minutes. It looks like
we have
like seven minutes. Okay. New stack.
Six more
Robert.
Minutes.
Who else?
We have 6 more minutes.
Who else wants to be on the stack?
I mean, Matt.
The Serena
Matt
the stack.
Mazza. Okay, so I have Serene Roberts, Matt Mazza. Anybody else want to be on stack?
Daryl McPherson.
Daryl.
Besserine asked for the stack.
Besserine on the stack.
Besserine. Okay. All right, that's four. That's okay. Serene Roberts, go ahead.
So do I need to yield to Matt or Besserine since neither has spoken before?
Yes.
I mean, my thing is quick, but I don't mind waiting.
We don't actually yield, but all right, tell you what. Why don't I put you at the bottom because none of those people have spoken before. So I would put you at the bottom, and then we would have.
That's fine. That's fine.
So, Matt, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, just to reiterate what Serena was saying, and she raised that question that I was. But, for example, I had given, this was just before we switched to America, I had deposited over $8,000 in checks. And Berthold ordered $1,500 worth of supplies, buying discs, ink, etc., to produce these premiums. Now, Berthold said he ordered them, and then he says, oh, they didn't come because California didn't approve it. What the bleep, you know? Denise stepped in, and we went to B&H. Now, we can't keep functioning this way, having the listener continually out of their pockets. We really have to resolve this. We have to really scream. We have to have a communication that has some muscle and the ideas how to do that. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, yes. Yes, this is one of the issues I think is going to come up very soon, probably on the NFC because, yeah, I think so. All right, next person is Daryl. Go ahead.
No, next is Besserine, who has not spoken at all.
I thought Serene is next, isn't she?
No, okay.
No,
let me
I'll go
rearrange
last,
this a second.
Before.
Let me
all
rearrange
right.
this a second, because I write things down as people say it, and it's hard to... Okay, Besserine. Besserine, you have the floor.
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Yes. I just wanted to say that for the first time I'm hearing or presenting myself at this financial committee, you know, it sounds very confusing to me. And I noted someone mentioned that these questions are for management. On my inquiry, I noted that there was a tax return that was filed, and the name there was Stephanie Wells. So, would that not be the person who can give us a clarity on where the money is going? Because on that tax return dated 2021 for 2020, I did not see any further years in regards to taxes. What I did see was that the monies that were taken in, I would assume is for the five radio stations, since that's the five under Pacifica, you know, and I saw monies in the millions that were taken in. This is on the tax return that I saw for 2020 that was filed in 2021. But when I looked at the years of 2020 in comparison to 2021, it appears funding is going down. And the conclusion I saw in all the monies allotted is I saw a negative, you know, output. In other words, monies are owed. So they are not really bringing in enough money to sort of even out. This is what I saw on a tax return.
that on my research under the Stephanie Wells, that's of course the, I guess, the manager that we were asking for in the CAD meeting to prepare herself. So I think maybe we might get a better understanding. Yes, if management gave us, like, you know, a financial statement, instead of wondering, it appears to me in the meeting, people are wondering where the money is, where the money is going. You know, companies just give a management just does a financial statement, what we took in and what we allotted and things of that nature. So I just want to bring that up. We don't have to be in the dark. These things can be very easily done. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Time is being called, and I guess we better see if there's an extension we can do, because I can answer that question that was just asked. So does somebody want to make a motion to extend the time for this item again?
10 minutes, Darryl.
Sure, I'll
right.
make a motion.
Oh, I second it.
Well, Serene Roberts seems to have jumped in, what, 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. So let me write that down. So the motion is to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 10 minutes? Hearing none, we're extended by 10 minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 2015. Okay. Regarding, oops, one second. Something just fell down.
For 2016.
You want it to be 26? Okay.
Make it 17.
Right. We'll make it 2016. I set the clock by the clock on the computer,
okay.
An atomic
okay.
clock, but
okay.
What the hell? 2016. Here we go. 10 minutes. All right. Yes. It isn't just tax returns. We do have income statements. I mentioned earlier about the one that covers all of FY23, which goes from October 1st, 2022 to September 30th, 2023. That's our fiscal year. And it
yeah.
does give this information. So we do get that stuff. Some of what we're talking about, and yes, in fact, Pacifica has a serious financial problem, and WBAI has a serious financial problem, and it used to be, oh, people were saying, oh, BAI, you have financial problems, but it has gone to the rest of the network, and just about everybody is struggling. Only of the five stations, only KPFT in Houston is really keeping their head above water. And WPFW may or may not. It's kind of, you know, a question. But the thing is, for the most recent income statement, four of the five stations are running a deficit for FY23. And we'll be seeing pretty soon what they're all running for FY24, which is, you know, we're now in the second quarter of FY24. So, yes, there is a very serious problem. That's part of why the KPFK building is being sold. And so it's, yeah, that's all I can say is it's a problem, and we sure do know about it, and what's going to happen about it is going to will involve some politics and some designs some people have, and I'll leave it at that. Okay? All right.
Yes.
Next
is Bessarine. Yes, I know. It's Bessarine. You are answering my question. So
yep.
My thing is, why do we in the finance committee continue to ask these questions? Can't we just look at the Pacifica, tax return? Is there a reason why we cannot see this in a synopsis of I collected this and I spent this? Because I saw more than $1 million was spent just in trying for advertisement. Why is it that $1 million is spent on advertisement? when you know most of the programs that I have listened to, I find that the listeners don't even have time to call in. So how could it be a listener and directed programs, and I don't hear the listener calling in? I called in several times on some programs. I don't get much time to speak. But don't you think that's where the problem lies, why we're not getting the income? If you're saying it's a listener type of a program and it's listener supported, why don't I hear more listeners?
Well,
what's going on?
That is actually a question that's not really for the local finance committee, and there are probably a number of different opinions on that. So what I can say is, again, you don't have to look at the tax return, which can be a little opaque sometimes, but there are income statements that are put out, and unfortunately, Pacifica doesn't have a really good place where they stick those things. You can see the tax returns and the 990s, so that gives you some idea. Unfortunately, there's not a good place to put the income statements, which tell you more detail. So let me say that, yeah, everybody in Pacifica knows there is a serious financial crisis, and it's bad news, and we're trying to, and various people have various ideas of what to do about it. And I'll just say that, okay?
The you don't have enough callers.
I don't know that callers is going to fix it, but you may disagree. Okay, can we go now to Daryl? Daryl's next in the stack.
Thank you, all, Paul. The questions that I'm going to mess up her name, that Serene is talking about need to be clarified by the to and from the listener, because she's under the from what I hear, she's under the impression that this is some kind of talk station, and that's not what that isn't my experience of BAI. They do take questions often, but anyway, is it possible? Am I to understand that all purchases are done on a debit card? But not all purchases. Many purchases are done on a debit card?
Berthold?
I'm talking about the network also.
Yeah, you are totally misunderstanding the whole thing. You know what? Why don't we just let me do my report, because there's not much on my report anyways, and I will address and explain these things, including responding to the lady who was speaking before, because I don't understand her tax return thing that she's talking about. So I wanted I just use my report to clarify most of these things. My report doesn't have much, because you know the national office should be here giving you the financials of the AI.
Okay.
Get away from me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Daryl, was that it?
Well, it's just that if the national and the stations are using a debit card, my understanding is that the rules of protection of your capital with a debit card are far fewer than if you use a credit card. And I just wanted to bring that up in that context, that that there are a lot of liabilities that using a debit card, put it this way, I've been told no one should use a debit card for anything but their personal banking, that they need to get a credit card so they get some protection. So with that, thank you.
Personally, I agree with that. Okay, next is Serene Roberts. Go ahead. Serene Roberts, you have the floor.
Yes, thanks. I am requesting that the Bank of America motion be provided to the committee, obviously not instantly, but if you could post it, or the former national treasurer, who I think is on the call, if someone could post that, that would be really good, because I heard a treasurer from a different station say that
all accounts were not required to move to Bank of America, just the operating account. So that's not the version I had been hearing, but it is what I heard another treasurer say.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to see the actual motion, please.
Okay, so you want the actual motion from the national board, but since you're on the national board, can't you just tell them cough up the minutes?
Well, it turns out that all directors are not equal, but I know that it passed, it came through the finance committee, so both you and Sagadin would have seen it, and Sagadin was on the national board last year, so he also would have it in his file.
Well, he may because he was on the PNB, but this whole thing came down from above in terms of the NFC. We were told, this is happening, kids, and that's it. The if the NFC had really much to say about it, it was either to rubber stamp it or to say, oh, well, there's that. There was no decision, no big debate, no research done on the NFC that I recall. My impression is this is something that the directors did, along with the executive director, who is very interested in having this happen because she wants to be able to see what the finances are. And obviously, over the years, we know that's okay. I'll shut up in a second, Mr. Timekeeper. We know over the years there have been issues with what's going on with the money. And, you know, basically, in my opinion, the executive director wants to make sure that people aren't running a shell game somewhere. Not that anybody's necessarily pocketing it, but maybe that people, that some of the accounting is flaky or not professionally done, shall we say. So,
I understand.
It had to be tightened up.
All right.
I understand that the issue, one of the issues that, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, hold on a second.
Thank you, Jeff.
Let us do time here. Could we get like a very short extension here for just to end this?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right. Motion to extend this item by 2 minutes. Any objection to that? Hearing none. We're extended, Mr. Timekeeper. I make it 2026. Yes, go ahead.
I know 2027.
So I know part.
Okay.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Say what?
Go ahead, Serene Roberts.
So I understand that there's been a problem with getting. I think at one point they were fine with just having read access, but they didn't even have read access to all of the accounts in the network. So
right.
They have to contact the station and ask them, and then the station would tell them, well, this is what we have in the bank. You know, so that's what led to this motion. And the station that had that position where the ED did not have direct access, or at least one of the stations, is now the station that says, I want to be an exception to the rule.
Yes.
You know, it's a new day board. It's a new day board. It's a new day National Finance Committee. It's going to be a new day year. So, you know, people will see. But I would ask Mr. Sagadin if, or maybe you can ask Ms. I don't know what's proper here. But as the person who was chairing the NFC for the past 2 or 3 years, if he could share the motion that and was on the PNB, if he could share the actual motion with the committee, it would be very useful.
Okay. James, I hope you heard that. Okay. All right. So I think that's pretty much ending this. And the next item we have on our agenda is a general manager's report. And I think it would be good if we could get to that report right away. Does anybody object if we go to that report? Hearing no objection to that.
Arpo, just be aware that at 9:30 we have to extend the meeting. Okay.
Well, it's an hour from now. Well, so.
Yeah. I, but just a warning, at 9:30, you're going to have to get an extension, okay?
Okay. All right. Bertold, it's time for your report. Lay it on us. Bertold, are you on mute or something? Bertold? We do not hear you, Bertold. Let me look at stuff here and see what's happening. Bertold, okay. There's nobody on mute, so he's not on mute. Bertold, are you there?
You may have to sign back on. I had gotten kicked off once or twice.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right, Bertold, we do not hear you, and if you're at all able to hear us, please get back on here so we can hear your report, because there are serious things in your report that we need to talk about a little bit, at least. Bertold, oh, crap. All right. Let me see here. Well, there's nothing I can do on here. There's no... All right. I am looking, and I do not see... I think he's not... I don't think he's in here.
Point of information, is anybody have his number to call him?
Well, a number of people have it. I can't call him because I am on the landline phone. So I think a number of people have his phone number. If they could call him up and tell him he's dropped off or something, that would probably be helpful. All right. Oh, damn it.
And Bertold is back.
Okay, Bertold's back. Bertold, you have the floor for your report. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got bumped up, man, and I tried to recall back like a few times. I couldn't get in. I don't know what happened. Maybe the FBI or the CIA is listening. Okay, so the bottom line is that my report is very has very little to report. The last report that I gave you at the last Finance Committee meeting is the most updated report that I have. I haven't really looked at the bank statement, the Bank of America. Not really using QuickBooks, where I used to monitor every single detail and aspect of the financials at WBAI. So I'm really flying blind. All I know is we owe four times worth, close to $100,000. We owe the call center like $80,000 or $90,000. I don't think none of these things have been resolved. We owe like 2 or 3 months at 388 Atlantic Avenue. So this is the worst thing, the worst we've ever been. We're making less money as far as the fundraising because we are rehashing the same stuff. So the financial report is that the Love Committee finally got together. And then on this Friday, I'll be at this station with anybody who comes in, and everybody will get a sheet to call listeners, and then we dropped out are no longer members. It's 500 pages of these, and then they're gonna call and try to get them to become BI buddies. They'll be formed, signed, and fill out. So I'll be there between 12 and 7. 12:30, I'll be rushing from where I'm doing, from Queens to get to the station and find a parking and be there at 12, from 12 to 7 p.m. on Friday. And then that's basically it. What I always predicted was going to be a problem is turning out to be a low problem. We have a few, bills that are falling off. I did my best to have all of these items transition as I could, and then for the since I don't have a report then now for the sake of this committee, let me try to quickly.
Bertold, Berthold,
yes.
Please speak more into the microphone. We're losing you. You're drifting off.
Oh, okay. I was looking for. Yeah. So let me see that again. All right. Let me try to get closer. But these you know, in lieu of a report, this is what I'll do. These are the accounts that I was monitoring when I was managing the finances. We have Four Times Square. Okay. We have ACD Call Center. We have Adobe. It's supposed to be AutoPay. We are not able to do that because they only take credit cards. So I think I finally managed to have it go through PayPal, which is, in a way, kind of the national office not really having total control over this, because I have to give them a report because it's not connected to anything. So this is the whole purpose of all the things that we're doing. I also try to get PayPal to transfer all the money that comes in to Bank of America, and it's not allowing me to do that. So the checks that come in and the donations that come to PayPal, I am not able to transfer those to Bank of America. So the money sits there, so I use
To pay for supplies and a premium and stuff like that, since that money's just sitting there. Amazon, we finally was able to set up Amazon to AutoPay. It was set up to AutoPay more than once. It got bumped off, and I had to go back in and again set it up to AutoPay so that it's connected to Bank of America. It's like easy, you know, like sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. All of these were AutoPay and connected to a debit card. Amazon Web Service, that's the hub for our website and for all our pledges and premiums. All our shows. I'm not sure how what we did with that. I think we to avoid this problem. I have paid one of them for the whole year. But I don't think the web services, because it's like $300 a month. Then there is Avid Technology, which is also like a software. There's BMI, it's a licensing fee. That is all in the hands of the national office. That's not automated. We have Constant Contact. That is, I think we finally automated that again. We automated that. Dropbox, Fusion Telephone. Fusion Telephone is a third-party telephone system that we use in lieu of Verizon because they are cheaper. So the services that they provide is a lot cheaper than if we were to use Verizon. So we use them, third-party administrator of Verizon. There's Google Storage. There is Leaf. That's the leasing company that we use for the copy machine. It's set up automatically. Microsoft maintenance and software. QR code. QuickBooks. Ready Refresh to bring in water to the station for the board apps that are sitting there working. There's Smarty Plus Net. This is all sound software and stuff like that, or podcast. There's SoundCloud. All of these things were Stamps.com. Stamps.com is a product. Stamps.com is a machine from the USPS that we use. We basically just go in and import a list of people who pledge. We put it in there, and then we run it, and then we print the labels with the stamps, and then we print those labels to ship. Yeah, but guess what? We have not been able to transfer the payment system from a credit card or debit card to Bank of America, to a bank. That's it. And then I did put a good $10,000 in it in November, and then we're running out of that money very quickly. Time Warner Cable, which is also the phone lines to and from Four Times Square for the as a backup if the Verizon fire lines end up. Let me explain. We have two Verizon lines. One Verizon at 388 Fio, and then we have another one at Four Times Square. That's how we relate our signal, our show to the signal to send out. And then we have two Time Warner account also of the same as a backup. If Verizon falls, you know, doesn't work, you know, we can flip it to Time Warner Cable. But we also use Time Warner Cable for the office. None of these things are automatically paid. And so these are all of the things that I had made a list. And I can send you the email that has the check and balances of the yes, auto pay, set up as auto pay, no, not set up as auto pay. And, you know, and then hopefully not too many things fell through the crack. I think we did a pretty decent job trying to transition all of these as much as I could. But one or two of them are problematic, like the Verizon line that we seems to be on its way to being suspended anytime soon. That would cut us off the air. I did send that email to John Hamiller, alerted me, and then I told him to send the email to me and the national office, and then I responded and copied R. Paul Martin, so that he can know about this. So to address what you were saying concerning the credit or debit card, you know, the reason why you have a credit card is in the case of an emergency. For example, if they told us by midnight tonight this line was going to be cut, I would have to go and get my private debit card and pay this bill. That's the only way to do it, you know, which would make things messy again. Because then it's my personal thing. I have to get a refund. That's exactly what we're trying to avoid here. You know, I don't have a problem with the transition and stuff like that, but I don't understand why we don't have this card. You know, I mean, I was told that every company uses or can use a bank. That is not true. That is not, absolutely not true. You know, some companies refuse, like Adobe, refuse to deal with any form of payment except for a debit or credit card. That's my report. And then the lady that I was talking before, I usually used to give a financial statement and an outstanding payable of just about every single detail at WBAI. And right now I'm kind of flying blind. I just didn't understand how people manage the station without having this information at the tip of your finger. And but I received a lot of crap for using QuickBooks. And so now here it is. You guys don't have a report. You have to ask the national office to come to this local LSB meeting to give you those reports. Mm-hmm. I don't have those numbers. Yeah.
That's right.
That's my report.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. the first thing I want to ask is, so the Verizon thing, they're saying they will cut it off because of non-payment as of February 22nd, which is tomorrow. And is there anything you could do to put your foot in the door so that we can, you know, get this thing rectified? And how much money is it that they're owed? Like just hundreds.
It's probably $128 or $136 a month. So the most we can probably owe is like 2 months. Like, so that's why I had all of these things on automatic, because that way we don't have to worry about it. I don't have to forget about it. Imagine I forgot to pay a bill like that and we got air cut off. You know, you guys would cut my head off. So that's why I put them all on automatic payment. But for some reason, this one is not working with Bank of America. I'm pretty sure. I'm certain that I did. These are the two bills that I first put, and I try to put on automatic payment transfer to Bank of America, because I knew how important they were. The Verizon at 388 and the Verizon at Four Times Square. apparently this seems to be the Verizon at Fort Times Square, but the Verizon at 388 does not have any delinquency that I know of. So somehow, something, this fell off from automatic payment. I will try to call them, but that means that will have to, I'm going to waste 3 hours tomorrow to be on the phone with Verizon. That's usually how long it takes.
Yeah, and I know about that.
At the end of the day, I may just have to give them my private debit card, which my wife is looking at me right now. She doesn't like that idea. And then, because of an emergency, and then see what else. Because I cannot imagine that I didn't get any email back from the national office, so I don't know if they saw the email or didn't see it as an emergency.
Bertolt, okay, so you're going to call them tomorrow and hope you can get through it, but are you also going to call the executive director about this? Because this is very serious, having, you know, if Verizon's going to cut us off, then we're going to be on to the backup of the Time Warner, and hope that works out. And it's kind of dicey to be having to go on your backup. It's like, you know, I want to drive 1,000 miles on the spare tire because the real tire blew out. I hope you will talk to the executive director and or the national business manager tomorrow and see if this can be fixed in some way, because, you know, if you can't do it, you have to appeal to them. These are bills that must be paid. Otherwise, we're off the air. Okay, so there is that.
And our poll, just for the record, usually I was talking to John Amelie. When they shut down an account like that, for them to reinstate it, it usually takes a few days. So even if you pay it immediately right after they shut it down, it takes a few days, and then, you know, then Jake and Grayson have to go in and sometimes restart and reboot and reconfigure. Might take a few days. So we cannot let it be shut down.
Okay. Yes, I agree. So that's why I'm saying, among other things, if you maybe you call Verizon or somebody else calls Verizon and holds the phone for 3 hours while you or somebody calls Pacifica National and says, "Hey, look at this. This is a problem. It didn't used to be a problem. Now it's a problem with going to BOA, which we did, and, you know, bring it up." You know, what is Pacifica management going to say if WBAI gets taken off the air because we didn't pay a paltry bill to Verizon and the reason is because we got switched? They're going to look not good. So, you know, appeal to them on that. So we have people coming in to make phone calls to members who are no longer members. Is there some security on this so we end up not handing out the membership list again?
That's why I'm going to be at the station. People are going to be given a short list of 5 people to call and then give it back to me. I'll be in the room. You know, that's why I have to have at least 2 or 3 people there, because I'm not going to be there like from 12 to 7, 7 hours straight, just overseeing one person. So the love committee, you know, did whatever they had to do, and then I maybe had 3 people committed to coming in. So
terribly secure sounding right there. I'm almost done. Let me finish it. All right. So the other part of this is you cannot see. I mean, before we had problems with Pacifica management not being able to see the stations. Now you, as general manager, can't see your own station's finances and the Bank of America accounts. Is that correct?
Well, I can log into the Bank of America account. You know, but that's a bank. I don't have any software. It's not linked to any. Like in the past, I had QuickBooks linked to Chase. Every single transaction at any second goes straight into QuickBooks, and I can monitor it very easily on a nice spreadsheet that shows you what's going on. per month, per hour, per second.
I understand that.
You know,
my question is, can you see the accounts and see what's in them? And, you know, you look at it today and it has X amount of money in it, and you look at it tomorrow and you say it has X minus $10,000 money in it. You can do that, at least, right?
Yes, I can do that. I can log into
All right. Okay. All right. This Verizon thing is serious, and I think you need to bring this up with Pacifica management. There is clearly a flaw in this plan to centralize everything, okay? All right. We're going to take a stack. Who wants to be on the stack
Denise
to ask a question
stack?
To make a comment about the general manager's report?
Neil for the stack.
Neil
Voss. Stack.
Yeah, Neil Voss for the stack, yes.
Martin, I got Voss. Martin Flynn.
Denise on the stack.
Denise on the stack. Anybody else in the stack? Oh.
I think I was before Martin Flynn.
Okay. Anybody else in the stack? Okay. Before we do that, I need to do this. And, I need to read that special thing again. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at three consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board and for the local finance committee. Okay, well, everybody else, please come to order and stop trying to talk over me. I have to read this. Okay. It is the policy of the WBAI LSB that the local finance committee, that for the local finance committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board, unquote. Is there anyone on this call right now who has not already identified themselves who wants to give me their name so that they can start trying to become a member of this committee? Once, twice. Three times? Okay. I hear no one wants to do it, and I did that thing. All right. So I have Neil Voss. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Hi, Bertel. This is Neil Voss from the WBAI CAB. I would like to know if you would okay the CAB to do fundraising.
I wasn't sleeping.
This is Neil from the WBAI CAB, the Community Advisory Board.
I think we hear you, Neil, but we hear some other people too. Bertold, are you still on the call? And can you answer? Would other people?
Yeah, I'm on the call. I didn't understand the question at all. I didn't hear it.
Try again. Neil, try again.
Bertold, this is Neil from the WBAI CAB. Will you authorize the CAB to do fundraising?
Everybody's authorized to do fundraising. You just run it by me and then we have a plan. And I've never opposed anything. You know, like, you know, I have a responsibility to, if it's in the name of WBA, to be there to make sure there's no shenanigans. Or something like that, or if that it's more or less legit and representable and not a flop. But I've never said no to anybody.
Bertel, I sent you an email earlier this month in the first week about the CAB doing fundraising, and I never got a response. So that's why I'm asking you now. Can the CAB do fundraising?
Hello.
Bertel, are you there?
Yes, I was on mute. Yes.
Okay,
all right, so you said yes.
Right.
So the CAB can do fundraising.
Let me jump in here a second, Neil. I think he's saying in general, yeah, but I think you need to run it past general manager to what exactly you want to do. I mean, the details are important. So I would say run it past him, the details, to see if it's okay. I mean, there are ways of running afoul of the law and stuff like that. So just check with the general manager, and because he's open to it, just make sure that the details are okay, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Martin Flynn, you have the floor.
Hey, Berthold. Very quick question. Did anyone offer you access to the Great Plains platform at all?
Yes. Great Plains.
Okay, so
it's a longer answer. The Great Plains platform, 14 years ago when I became general manager, was being used by my business manager, who's an accountant. It was a convoluted, awful system that I had to use very, very minimally to just approve whatever she had ready for me. I refused to use it. It was awful system. It's convoluted, and it was not updated. The Great Plain software we have was like, I don't know, 20, 30 years old, and then upgraded it like 7 years ago, and then it's still not up to par. So as a general manager, I refuse to go into training to learn how to use Great Plain. That's not my job. We have a business manager, which just happens to be the business manager of the entire foundation, who is using Great Plain, and then she can give us reports.
Okay. I'll respectfully disagree with your opinion that it's garbage software. There's currently a million plus companies using it across the U.S. So that was my first question. So the other question is, being you haven't availed yourself of it yet, Bank of America has a lot of integration with Great Plains. There's Scribe, Smart Connect, Nolan, even the built-in module itself inside of Great Plains. So all this stuff is there. So, you know, if we need to get you trained up, let's do it. The issue
well,
here is...
I'm not going to get trained up for that. Second of all, it is not true that the Bank of America has a lot of interface. The Bank of America platform we use is called a Cash Flow Business platform. And
I'm
it
familiar
is not,
with it.
Yes, and I have confirmed to Bank of America that they do not interface. So therefore, you cannot have it connected directly to Bank of to Great Plains, to Great Plains. You would have to download your Bank of America statement into a CSV format, and then somehow upload it into Great Plains. And that is the job of the business manager. That I'm assuming they do that already, because you know the WBI accounting and finances has not been done by WBI for 12 years. It's been done by the national office in Great Plains, supposedly. And but I kept my QuickBook because I felt that I was more accurate, 100% accuracy. And I was able to find out, to keep up with what was going on. And so that has been kind of removed. And I am kind of flying blind right now.
Okay. So that was my first question. And earlier on, you'd mentioned the call center, ACD Direct. Has that bill been paid down at all? I know we're being sued over that bill in Utah. So where are we with that?
That bill has not been paid at all.
Okay.
Maybe they might have made payment or two to the national office for like $5,000, but the bulk of the bill, they wanted us to pay them $6,000 a month, $7,000 a month, I believe. $6,000 for the current bill, because we always incur a current bill, and $1,000 retro, to pay the retro bill. At the time, the bill was $34,000. they sent us a legal letter asking us to do that, to sign, to agree to it. I told my executive director and our corporate counsel that we should sign that contract, but put a caveat in it, have them port their number back to WBAI so that we can start answering the phone at WBAI. And then and if no one answers, it can bounce back to ACD because paying $6,000 and then still catching up on $35,000 at the time sounded like a daunting task. If we had the number ported and then we're paying the $6,000, we could have gotten rid of that bill in 5 months or 6 months. So they did that. And that did not happen because they said that, I don't think they really tried. I think they thought that SCD would not accept that or whatever it is. I'm like, well, if you sign a contract officially saying you commit to pay them, but they have to port the number, why not? That wasn't tried. So now later, we are at 90,000.
All right. So looping back on to the next item, you've mentioned we use Adobe products at the station, which is great. Are we on the nonprofit pricing schedule for Adobe, or are we on the commercial pricing schedule? Because one of the nonprofits I work with gets a very heavy discount on Adobe because they're a nonprofit. So have we availed ourselves of their nonprofit pricing to reduce the cost?
I could not confirm that with you, but I would love, I would definitely need your help with that because I do believe that my webmaster and I and my development director, when we had one, pursued that, and I will double check again. I will send you an email to let you know, but otherwise, if you could help with that, I would appreciate it.
Okay, well, that would be something Stephanie would have to apply for because the WBAI, as we know, doesn't exist as a legal entity. The legal entity is Pacifica, so we can work with Stephanie on that offline. All right.
The way we do that is we do the whole work at WBAI, and then we just give it to the national office to sign and to bless with their signature and on it. With the not for profit sheets and stuff like that.
All right, thank you, Berthold. Appreciate the answers. That's it for me.
Okay.
And thank you.
Next person is Denise.
Let's see. One moment, please. Okay, thank you. The not for profit status. There are several stores within the New York area that would be willing to give WBAI a discount for merchandise like DVDs and CDs and as such. Is it possible for someone to go into these establishments and arrange for that to happen? Can you approve that currently? That's one question.
Yes.
The other question... Okay, then we'll have to get that done. And then the other question is pertaining to the telephone bill and other bills. If a listener or someone submits that dollar amount, are you able to pay it on your own and just liquidate that bill without getting some kind of an authorization from Pacifica?
The way that works, thanks for asking. The process, the way it works is the person would have to fill out a W-9 form and a request form where they put in their account number so that the Pacifica can have it and wire it and then attach the bill to it. So there would be a bill that says refund for buying this from Pacifica with the attached receipt from the company, then you have to be registered with the national office, so you have to fill out a form, authorization form, that so that they can have your bank information or your information at Pacifica, and then also fill your W-9. Even though in that case, because you're getting refunded, you should not get any W-9, but that's the way it works.
So the turnover time is going to be lengthy based on what you're saying.
It's very lengthy. AKA David Rothenberg situation.
Okay. So you're saying really, in essence, we're not going to be able to liquidate less than $300 to keep our station up and running by tomorrow. Is that what's happening?
Well, what I'm saying is that as the case, I might have to use one of my credit cards to pay it and then fill out a requisition form or something like that, you know?
I understand.
Which is not an ideal situation, because then you put your private into the company. You know, it's a mismatch. It's not good.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to report.
All right. That's unfortunate. I just am trying to get an understanding of how we've been coming together too, just listeners who are concerned about what's happening in the station, and some of these debts could be liquidated if a group of people could just pay it directly. But I see that's not the situation. It's a totally different setup going on. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, I think that ends that particular stack. If people have more to say or ask, we can start
James
a new stack of people. Okay.
James, please.
Who's this?
James for the stack, please.
Sagerton, okay. Anybody else for the new stack? Hearing none. James Sagerton, go ahead.
Thank you, Arpal. Bertolt.
James, hold on a second. Could you put me on the stack, Arpal? I was muted.
Okay.
Okay, we frequently have suggestions and offers from people to give assistance, to, you know, do projects, to do fundraising, to do all manner of things for WBAI. And they're not always precisely on target in terms of what we need, and because how can random people or even active listeners just know automatically what direction to go and where the need lies the most? And I know that one of the big projects we have on the table at the moment is calling lapsed listeners, lapsed members, as one project. What is it that, what's the one thing, if you can think of one thing, one or more things, let's say, that you really could use that could really jumpstart our current activity to get us going in a direction that's needed? If you had your choice in a, you know, in terms of something realistic that we could solicit from others, or perhaps some of us could offer, what would it be?
That is an easy one. Our biggest issue, huge issue, is our phone system. We need a new phone system at the station. It costs money and an expertise. Like, if anyone in this committee has the money or the phone system that you can donate, but it has to be autonomous. In other words, it has to be operated by WBI. We have to have total control of it. But, you know, the phone system we have is, like, at least 30 years old. You know, like, this is a phone system that has, I don't know, 13 or 20 lines. We had, a central control that manages the phone system. And then, you know, it managed, you know, we used to have about 200 lines for each producer to have their own private line that listeners can call and talk to them or leave their messages. We don't need that anymore because, you know, everybody has their own cell phone, stuff like that. you know, but we really need a phone system. We need a phone system, a solid, robust phone system that is separated into two main entities. Three main entities. One of them is the studio and all of that stuff, right? Where you can actually get call in, listener call in, and then you go on you know, like, typical example, I test what's going on at BIA on a regular basis. You know, like the Sweet Spot is a music show at night. I call them regularly because I know there's not too many people calling at that time. I would call in before they even give a number or even say they're taking phone calls to just test. And then it would go on to a busy. And then, you know, you get disconnected. And, you know, and I would keep calling until 20 minutes later, they would answer the phone. And then I would call her back after the show. And then I said, you know, you realize that you were saying that not too many people were calling, but I called you like 20 times and I only was able to get to one. The phone system is huge. It's humongous. We could take a lot more phone calls, and process the phone call within 2 minutes and get a lot more listeners calling in. That's this part. The other third part of that phone system is the 212-209-2950 that would be connected to like 5 or 6 lines that we can take phone calls and take pledge. So that system has to. And the third part is, you know, in the office itself, I don't even bother with giving people my phone number at the station. I give myself the phone because my phone number is almost impossible to get to. It goes to a loop, you know. But we have the premium department phone number in the back, the love wanted 1 or 2 dedicated line where you could put a specific message if you are dealing with major donor and stuff like that. We need a phone system. We need a really robust phone system that I believe is going to cost money. I know Martin knows a bit about these things, and I thought that he was willing to help us cover some of that cost. That would be great, but that's what we really need. We really need that, you know, and to be able to turn that also into a text to donate, to have that all connected into text to donate, so that we can have people text to give us money, as opposed to we used to have it, you know, like 7 years ago, and then, you know, it was expensive. There were issues. It didn't really bring us too much money, and so we canceled that. If we could get that to be connected to that entire phone system at a very, very good price, a cheap price, that would be ideal. Okay. And again, basically, yes.
Okay. James, does that answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you, Berkel.
Okay. Next is Daryl.
Daryl is here somewhat. Focus. Yeah, this all is mind blowing and it's really depressing. One, Bertol, is there any? Do you feel it's important to share this with the listeners? I mean, all this stuff. We need 3 things. We need listeners who will turn into donors, and people who will spread the station. Everybody I talk to, I ask them to listen to WBS. That will turn into money. The other thing is that people are under the impression, I think that BAI is just another either talk station or NPR-type distribution. If I'm correct, WBAI is to be used as an educational tool so that people will change their minds about how and learn about how systems work. And in that context, what we're sharing with the listeners is, this is sponsored, wholly owned, We control, well, that's garbage. You don't even exist legally. And so I think if the population understood that, A, they have an ability to control. They have an ability.
All right, there's somebody else discussing something, and we don't need to hear about pineapples. Please mute yourself. Go on, Daryl.
I apologize.
Thank you, Jack. Put me right on cue. I think the message that needs to be given to the listeners, especially the listeners who depend on or are totally addicted to WBAI, is what the financial situation is. If you need $100,000, then we need $100,000 today. This is, you come up with any means you want, but get the money into the station or else Pacifica. And we need to relate directly what Pacifica's role is to WBAI in the context that we are somewhat, we have more control over what goes out over BAI than any other station, especially in the New York area, but maybe in the whole United States. And we need to treat this as a hometown radio station in which everybody comes to the call. Now, if you need $150 to pay the phone bill so that they don't lose the landline transmitter, that needs to be out. That needs to be out as soon as it was discovered. And I think that if we're going to survive into 2025 with the nonsense that's currently going on with the network destroyers, then we're going to have to tell the listeners who are already members exactly what it is. Now, as far as I understand, we've needed $100,000, let's say $120,000 for at least 4 months because of the transmitter and because of the transmitter room and because of the rent. Is that correct?
I think we need about $250,000 just to pay the transmitter.
It comes to zero for this year.
To pay the transmitter, the rent, and ACD to clean up those bills. Okay.
So now I hear Arthur Schwartz almost every week saying $1.3 million in the station's good. My understanding is that $3 million at minimum will bring it up to so that you, rather than spending 24 hours a day at the station, you can spend 18. I mean, there are a lot of unrealistics that the people out there looking for service that they're getting zero other places. They need to know that in 2024, you need to buy your news.
Let me address some of what you said. First of all
right, and I'm going to stop because I'm out there.
I agree with you. However, I think that WBI has failed its listeners and the WBI area in many respects. I think the lack of collaboration between the board members trying to attack management all the time and management fighting with the board and then so forth and so on is like a disgrace. It has to be a coordinated thing because this thing is not only just managerial, it's also political. So the political battle should be waged by the board. Maybe other battles should be waged by management, report to the listener. We do report to the listener. We tell them how much money is outstanding, payable. But, people say, why don't you tell the listeners? We tell them. How many times do you have to go in the air and beat it up in the listener's head? I think, we tell them enough. But the thing, though, is that we really need, that nobody wants to focus on, is 90%, 95% of the money, the entire network used to bring in, was to premium. we have gone through a period where the entire network is doing less and less premium and making less and less money. In premium, the two people who used to bring us the most money on premium were Tony Bates and Kristen Blasey. We kind of pushed them away. And then there are some other producers. So we have producers with less skill in pitching, with no training because we have no money and no staff to train them. So that is something, that's a fact. So there's no need to complain about it. So where else can we get money? Public service announcement, underwriting, sponsorship, grants, major donors. That's it. You know, I've been accused of being anti-producers, but, you know, you'd be surprised. I'll tell you one thing, you know, and I fight that. I fight with everybody on this one a lot. It says if we improve on the quality of our programming, we'll have more listeners, and then we'll have more donations. That is BS. It has nothing to do with the quality of our programming, which is pretty damn good. You know, the programming get to people that get us money, maybe that's not the right question either. Maybe that's not how we raise money. Maybe we raise money through outreach that we don't have. No, development team, development director, and all that stuff. I do believe that the programming has done a pretty damn good job, especially October, since the Gaza thing, for sure. You know, so we have a whole bunch of false truth that we live by. You know, if we had to change programming right now 100% and put all brand new programming, that doesn't guarantee people are going to listen because they don't know we exist. How do we promote it? We don't have podcasts so that people who want to really listen, the new generation, they just download. So we cannot totally blame programming or quality of programming on this. Management has some blame in that we don't do promotion, you know, because we don't have the means, the tools and the know-how to have to do development, sales, and marketing. And the money. So the easiest way to make money, going for the PSAs, major donor, underwriting, sponsorship, and grants. You know, we cannot get grants because we don't have our taxes done. That's not true. We can get small grants, $10,000 for this little church over there, or $2,500 over here. We don't have to have all the financial papers together to get grants. We're not talking about $200,000, $1 million grants. We're talking about $5,000 grants here and there. So, you know, I've said my piece, okay? So this is the frustration. And then calling listeners to get them to renew their membership. Not membership, but to become buddies. To push the buddies and push the buddies and almost do not accept a donation until at the end where they say, nah, nobody's for sure, absolutely not. Then we say, okay, well, can we get a donation, a one-time donation? But we push the buddy. That is our ticket, you know? That is our ticket. How we do it, how we organize it without a development director, without a bunch of volunteer. You know, to have volunteers, you have to have a volunteer coordinator, usually a paid person who has responsibility to manage a volunteer. We don't have that. We had all of that back then, 20 years ago. I am done, sir.
Okay. I'm going back. Okay. Anybody else want to get on a stack to ask a question or make a comment on the general manager's report?
Daryl for the stack again.
Okay, anybody else? Going once, twice, three times. Go ahead, Daryl.
Okay. This isn't a criticism of Berthold. This is an appeal to inform the listener of what WBAI is there for and reinforce that there is no 24-hour station. Even with all the fundraising that we do over the air, that will offer you what you're getting from WBAI. The oh, jeez, I wish I could focus. the ability that I hear from Bertol is if he had money, he'd be able to do many things. Most people have zero idea of what it takes to run a radio station. And until I started attending the meetings at WBAI, neither did I. And I took it as what I was brought up. I'm 74 years old, and you get the news because you get the news. People have to understand that in 2024, if you want to understand why a mayor is cutting the budget when there are 100 billionaires in this town, 100 billionaires, $96.3 billion, a former mayor, and we're begging. So I would put it on Pacifica. Why is it – why are they selling the building in L.A.? How many billionaires live in L.A.? Or how many people who are committed to quote-unquote causes are in L.A. in which you're losing a treasure, from my understanding, because of the physical locality of the building? For chump change. So what I'm proposing here with absolutely zero ability to follow up on is, one, someone obtain a list of all people who prepare taxes for people who have capital and ask them just to list us as another tax write-off. Rather than this one, pick us, right? We need – I tried to interest people in good shop and good search. I raised $64 for last year just in search alone. Unfortunately, my capital is all messed up right now. But if I had done just a decent amount of buying from stores, I'd been over $100. Can you imagine at least a third of the members raising $50 just by changing their habits of search? I mean, that's documented. I see that. I sent it to Bertolt. And it doesn't cost anything other than a constant harping. Hey, listen, you just listened to a show on Palestine. Do you know the leaders of the Palestinian of Hamas? Do you know the name of the Houthis rather than Houthis? Go to Good Search. Look it up. We get a penny every time you do that. I mean, there are a number of novel ways in which we need to take back our labor at point and make this money. You cannot operate a station forever on chump change and expect it to be a high-quality station, unless you put Bertol in the hospital for a couple of months every year.
Well, I'd like to thank you for that. I didn't take that as a criticism. You know, like, I was just expressing my frustration and my vision of the things that I saw that are immediate and some of the finger-pointing at programming programmers. It, the complexity of the problem requires collaboration among board members, between board members and management, and vice versa, and really a paid coordinator. I think a paid coordinator is important. I mean, a paid coordinator can manage hundreds of volunteers and generate hundreds of thousands of work from that. But you have to have somebody responsible, accountable at the station, you know, at 9 to 5 or something like that, at a phone number and at an email address specific for managing volunteer and that stuff. So, I had an idea that we would create a page where we would put every single show that we did on Palestine and Israel in the Middle East there since the thing broke out Norman Singel and all that stuff, and do a historical breakdown of what happened from the early 1900s to present, so that people can use that as a reference. It's hard to do. because I have to get Linda to stop what she's doing to pull all these shows together. I have to get Chris Lapidus, our webmaster, to develop a page and design the page in a way so it's easy to search alphabetically or by date or whatever. And then that would be a nice hub that we could use for, I mean, people are searching Palestine and Israel all the time, and then this could be the place of reference. That would be better if this was a project done by Pacifica in general, all five stations in the national office, not by BI. So that's the frustration is, yeah, like if we put our head together as one, and then if each one of us from each station has one brilliant idea or one semi-brilliant idea, we could implement it instead of talking about it and be frustrated that it's never done. But, yeah, Denise also, Joyce, talks about what you talk about all the time, Daryl, as far as the promotion of WBI, not only by management, but also by the listeners. We use the listeners to be the promotional tool. It's slightly easier said than done, but that's definitely something we should be doing.
Paul, I know time has been called. Can I put it to 2 minutes for extension?
One second. Okay, you want to extend the time for the... Okay, first, we have to set next meeting date, so that's on the agenda, and we got to get to that, all right? If you want to extend, I would say extend the meeting by X amount and do, if you want, some extension to the general manager's report followed by some other amount of time for set next meeting.
Would you do
day,
me a
okay?
favor, Arbol?
Say again?
Would you do me a favor and just say that I just have one more thing to say?
Extend
the meeting. Okay, meeting by 10 minutes.
Oh, crap. It's 9:31.
And, okay, so what do we want to do? Do you want to extend 10 minutes, five more for the general manager, and five for set next meeting date?
Three minutes for next meeting date and 7 minutes for general manager report.
Okay. Three. Okay, so the motion is to extend the time for this meeting by 10 minutes and extend this item for 7 minutes and have 3 minutes for set next meeting date. Okay? So it's a little bit complex, but I think we all get it. All right. Is there any objection to that extension? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. And my clock says it's 21:32 as set by an atomic clock. So that's what we have, Mr. Timekeeper. So that means 21:39, general manager is done, and we go on to set next meeting date. So who wants to be on a stack?
Daryl, I'd like to say something. It's Jack.
Okay. Why don't we let De Palma go since he hasn't said anything. Go ahead, Jack De Palma.
Sure. I wanted to thank Bertol because going into this Bank of America thing, he saw it as being a real a lot of work, I guess, and for it only to be that there's one telephone line. And I found it interesting that John Amella found that the telephone line wasn't paid. Obviously, the bill went to the wrong people, or the bill went to those people, not to the WBAI, not to 388, or to your email or whatever. And then the other thing I wanted to say is that the idea being that we don't have listeners and we don't have listeners with money that support the radio station. The radio station itself is what we should be supporting, but it's a tough model to make work, even though it's a big city, because we don't have enough listeners. Thank you, Bertol.
Okay. Anybody else want to be on stack for the general manager's report?
Daryl.
Anybody else? Anybody who hasn't spoken yet? Okay, Daryl, go ahead.
Right. Bertho, is it possible that what is the person that you need? A coordinator, right? Could be on a some kind of a prorated thing where their salary comes out of how much money that they raise. And the other thing is it possible to get a student in, to a student organizer in under the same kind of situation to get credit for doing the work that you need to have done?
All right.
Someone derives their salary directly out of how much money that they raise.
I'll answer the second question first. We had a development director who brought in some interns and volunteers. One of the interns, Hannah, stayed, and she was getting a low few dollars. She was doing her other jobs and then doing this. So when we lost the development director, she became an ad hoc development director, maintaining the relationship with the student body and then the different schools to get interns and stuff like that, and to manage the volunteer. We had to pay her late a few times, and then she quit. But even before that, she didn't have the skills to do what Andrea was doing, as far as getting a lot more internships from the different schools. So that was like a whole big loss. So we had built up an internship program, and we had a relationship with many universities. So that's that. Second, as far as paying somebody based on the money they bring in, I would not bring a coordinator then. That would have to be a development director, a development person. You know, you give them a percentage of what they bring in. And then that money, you can use that money to pay a coordinator. But the first order of business is a development director. And I have said over and over again, Pacifica as a whole should have one development director taking about $2,000 from each station a month. That's $10,000. They could afford a decent development director. I cannot afford a development director. I don't think any other station can individually afford a development director. But Pacifica as a whole, if they say WBI, you have to do another 3 hours of fundraising a month, raise $2,000 so that you can send us specifically for a development director in this account, that should work. For all five stations, that's $10,000 a month. They can pay a decent development team to raise money for us. I think that is needed yesterday, 10 years ago when I proposed it, 7 years ago, 5 years ago when I proposed it, nobody paid attention to it.
Excuse me, R. Paul?
Yes.
Hi, this is Mario Massandrea.
Who is this?
Mario Massandrea.
Oh, Mario.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted it to break in at a good time. So.
All right. So you're saying that you're here.
Yeah.
Is that because you want to be a member again?
No, I am a member.
No more. No, you missed two in a row.
No, I didn't. You didn't have quorum.
You missed two actual meetings in a row. Let's
Which meetings are those?
Astrea.
Wrong time.
All right. You missed November 29th and January 17th. So, okay, so I've put you in there. You're here. Okay, so time has been called. All right.
Wait a minute.
So that's it.
November and January?
Right.
What about December?
Mario, we're trying to, you know, get through this meeting. We got to set a – you're not a member.
One more. Hello?
Yeah, one more minute.
Right. Don't worry about it. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Don't worry.
Okay, Mr. Timekeeper, saying there's one more minute left for the general manager?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then we have one more minute for the general manager. Anybody got anything for the general manager for a minute? If not, we can go right on to...
Is there a director that can call the executive director to find deal with this problem with Verizon and with Bank of America at this meeting?
Well, the general manager can call them. That's what I was saying before. He needs to call them, but, you know.
Well, what about a director?
Oh, a director.
Yeah.
Any directors on the call want to talk to the executive director about it? Well, the idea is out there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now we have 3 minutes for set next meeting date.
Okay. We're at set next meeting date. Okay. Let me get in here to this thing. All right. Let's see. It's the 21st. Okay. March 20th, it would look like. So I will put that on the floor. I move that we meet on March 20th at 7 p.m. as usual. Okay, so that's on the floor. Is there any debate on the motion to meet on March 20th? Hearing none, is there any objection to meeting next on March 20th? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay, how much time do we have left, Mr. Timekeeper?
Actually, none. Well, actually, one minute. None.
Well, one
more minute, because it was 9:39 and it's 41, so you have one more minute.
All right, we have one more minute. And I don't know what we can do with one more minute. Does somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn, Paul. Thank you.
Okay. Motion is to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none. The motion passes, and we are adjourned. Thank you all, and we'll see
you next
month. And we'll see how it all goes. It's going to be interesting in this next month, people. All right. Thank you all.
Paul.
Good night.
Thank you all, Paul.
Bye-bye.